Be careful out there. Speaking of lanes, we're going to talk about tow trucks. And we're speaking with Peter Edwards today. He's a journalist from the Toronto Star. Hi, Peter.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, you know, it's funny. I've heard about the tow truck wars, and I just remember thinking, what? There's wars over tow trucks? Like, I could see drug wars out there, but why tow trucks? What's going on?
There's a lot of different things that you can do if you're in the tow truck business. There's a guy who I've been doing a book on who's a cooperating witness who ran a tow truck company in BC, and you can get money from physio clinics, you can get money from auto body shops, you can corrupt police officers. There's a lot of things you can do if you're a criminal. You can also hire your friends if they have a criminal record, so it's got a lot of potential.
Geez. So recently there were some shootings in Scarborough where multiple tow truck drivers were injured. What's going on with these shootings?
Basically, there are four different groups that are vying for the GTA, and when one group is crossing over into another one's territory, or when one group wants to expand, that's when you shoot somebody. And so it's basically establishing what the lines are.
Wow. I mean, it's just the way that you said that, that's when you shoot somebody. It is, though. Is it really? Is that when you shoot somebody?
Yeah, and it ties into other stuff, too. I mean, like stolen cars, there's no better way to steal a car than with a tow truck, because who'd suspect you? There's no better way to move drugs than to have it in the car you're towing. Like, if I'm towing a car and it's full of drugs, how am I supposed to know? And so it's a great business if you're a criminal.
Wow. Oh, my God. I feel like my mind has been blown. I'm like, really? And, you know, you said if you're a criminal. So is it organized crime? Is this like mafia? What is this?
It's organized crime. Not all of them. Like, they're all sorts of honest tow truck drivers. And so but it's just a great, great element for them. A long time ago, or 2006, there was a murder of 8 people connected to the Bandito motorcycle gang. 3 of them were in towing in the GTA. I mean, it's an old one that goes back and back generations. And so it's not sort of one group or another group. And some of them are emerging groups, like they're groups that in the media we haven't given a fancy name, but they're out there doing something. There was a guy named Alex Vinogradsky, and he'd be considered Russian mob. He was murdered last spring, but his people around him definitely get into a lot of trouble.
Jeez. Who are some of the other players involved in this kind of business?
There is a bit of old mob stuff, but then this is a kind of a rough and tumble business. And a lot of those guys want to sort of take it easy. And so this is a little on the rough side. Some of it's broken down by ethnic lines, some by geographic. There's a Hell's Angel component in there, but they're not dominant.
Wow. I haven't seen a Netflix special on this yet.
No, you really could get something. It would be so many different little things. Like, they charge taxes. Like, if you want to work on the 400, there's a good chance you'll be asked to pay, they call it a tax or a union dues, and that means that you're paying for the right to work there, but you're paying it to a criminal. And that's a real thing. Like, police have told me that.
Mm. I mean, yeah, it's funny because I think of, you know, I watch Narcos, I've seen The Sopranos, and so I feel like this is just a whole other business stream that I just have not, it wouldn't even think about or, you know, haven't seen. Is this something that happens in other cities outside of Toronto, or is this just a Toronto thing?
Toronto has taken it to kind of an art form, but other places have it too. The guy who I've been talking to for the last 4 years who did all sorts of criminal things, but he who ran a tow truck company that was in Kelowna, like in BC, it's just a natural thing. Like, it's got so much reach. If you're in the tow truck business, there's so many different things you can do out of that if you're a criminal. There's one lawyer in the GTA who changed her practice because she was sort of sticking up for the insurance companies and angering the tow truck companies, and she was harassed out of her business. And mm-hmm. So you'll never get her for an interview, but she's changed her practice. There's a lot of insurance fraud in there.
Wow.
If my car crashes and you're a tow truck driver and you tell me you've got whiplash too, don't you? And I play along with it, so I get some money, he gets some money, and the company gets defrauded.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, me, honest citizen here, just again, mind blown by what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah, the one thing, if your mind's blown, the safe little island in this is the CAA is a safe place. Like, if you don't want to overthink it and you want to go somewhere safe, the Automobile Association is, they're not infiltrated with these guys. That's a safe spot to land.
So how do they make sure they don't get infiltrated by them?
I don't know. I mean, it's sort of, I think the criminals are busy enough fighting each other right now.
Jeez.
Like they, and it's odd because we had three in the, I don't know, 30 something hours this week, and two people seriously injured who could have been killed. One of them with 10 gunshots. And it's sort of odd, but when I wake up in the morning and I have my coffee, I'm just thinking, oh geez, have I got a shooting, another one. And it forces me to troll around on the internet, which I don't really like doing, to see the chatter of who's shooting who and why.
Oh my God. How are we stopping this? What are we doing to solve this problem and get these, get organized crime out of the tow truck business?
They've made a lot of valiant efforts that have done a bit and then stopped. It takes a lot of different things. There's going to be, I'm sure we'll see police coming together with another plan. And there, you can license people, but that only goes so far. I think it just, it sounds pretty wishy-washy, but it takes a lot of diligence. And it's something that they're always going to want to get into because it's just too rich. There are too many good options if you run a tow truck company, and it gives you too many chances to expand in crime.
Wow. How long has this been going on for?
I don't know. Maybe when my grandfather had acne.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the Satan's Choice, which went out of business as a motorcycle gang quite a while ago when the Hells Angels came in. Those guys were doing it. I mean, it's been, it's a good lucrative business. And it's also, like I knew some of those guys, and that's how you get a job coming out of prison. I mean, you're not going to get something where you need to be pass all these screening things, but you can get a job driving a truck on the 401 at midnight. So they'll get hired for that. Like their skills apply to that job.
Jeez. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, like I said, my mind is blown, and it's just not something that it would ever occur to me. So I didn't even realize that something like this has been going on for such a long time. And obviously it's quite prevalent in our city. And then you've got these shootings happening, and hopefully innocent bystanders aren't getting hurt by doing this also, you know?
Yeah. And I've got one thing I'm working on now where an innocent, honest kid was hired not really knowing what he was getting into to be a guard in one of these yards. Like a lot of the shootings come in tow truck yards because that's where you know they're going to be. And so he was supposed to be keeping watch, and he, a bit on the naive side, and they gave him a gun to guard, and he ended up shot at the end of the night. And that's still a ongoing controversy of how did that happen. But I mean, this is a kid who never should have been touching a gun in the first place.
Right, exactly. But I mean, how do people protect themselves? So, for example, they call a tow truck and someone comes to pick it up. Are they in danger? Is their car in danger? How do they protect themselves?
I think, for me, I'm in the CAA, and I don't think that's a plug that I'm giving them, but I mean, that's a safe spot. It's, kind of hold your breath to a point, and don't sign anything until you're sure. And the auto body shop, make sure your insurance company is happy with that. Take pictures of your car. They don't want to fight with you, but they do want to make money. And it is a real thing. I mean, it's if someone Googles this guy Vinogradsky, they'll see a whole bunch of crime, and he's since been murdered. But he's been replaced. Like they. Places where he was doing things, other people are doing the same things, you know, with whose names we don't know yet.
Wow. Geez, Peter, this has been enlightening. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, sorry. It does make you kind of shudder when you actually hear your voice saying this stuff. Like you hear my voice saying it.
Absolutely.
We should all drive more carefully, I think.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Oh, thank you.
That was Peter Edwards. He's a journalist with the Toronto Star, informing us of all things tow truck wars. Very, very scary stuff. And this kind of stuff that I would think is a movie, not in real life, and certainly not life in Toronto. Coming up next, why does the CRA still want to take that extra capital gain tax from you? Coming up next, it's currently 9:15. You're listening to Duvel Morrison live on 640 Toronto. It's currently -3 out.